Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you are 5,000 watts of friendship enriching all four corners of Equestria. That's down from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire. You are tuned to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mike Check, and it's Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. Guys, I hope you're ready for a brand new installment of Canterlot Radio. We've got a lot to cover and a lot of music coming up, so get ready for 2 hours of music, news, everything that makes the Brody community what it is. You are listening to Canterlot Radio here on Blog Talk Radio.
Like the only thing you know, you talk about it every day. You know this is child's play. Your path ahead is blurred, told to go join in on the herd. You know this shows the younger crowds. How can you say you're proud? Y'all think, brony think, everything in here is pink. You spent your precious time, now you're walking a fine line. And then you have the nerve to ask me to observe these girly things. You open your mouth. Bad, I'll give it to you, I'm real glad. I never thought I'd like this stuff. I thought I was just too tough. I'm sorry I was rude. I feel happy and renewed. And even though I feel naive, I find it hard to leave. So thanks for anything. My mind was shooting blank. I feel like such a fool. Who knew ponies were this cool? Now wait for Saturday for the show to play. What will it bring? We open up. Ponies aren't just for girls, let's just still unfurl. Twilight sparkle, pinky pie, Applejack and Fluttershy. Do not be afraid, we will never fade. Rainbow Dash and Rarity, join the herd. Ponies aren't just for girls, let's just still unfurl. Twilight sparkle, pinky pie, Applejack and Fluttershy. Do not be afraid, we will never fade. Rainbow Dash and Rarity, join the herd.
And that was Forest Raid with Join the Herd. Before that was Dr. Dicer with The Timberwolf, Dream Song with Mad Mares, a vocal cover parody of Mad World, and Glaze and the Living Tombstone with Love Me Cherily. Tee hee hee. Because it rhymed. Coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching down everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuned to Care-A-Lot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mike Check, and it is Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. I'll tell you what, folks, I am doing so good today. You know, it's not even funny how good I'm doing today. Well, it's not supposed to be funny, but you all know what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, before we continue on, we got to kick it over to our sponsors who help make this show and every show we do each week possible. First up, our big sponsor, DerpyHoovesNews.com, producers of some of the finest My Little Pony news, media, and fan-created content, DerpyHoovesNews.com. Mimico, producers of some of the finest My Little Pony USB flash drives, including Princess Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, Rarity, and taking pre-orders for Derpy and Pinkie Pie. Chaotic Brony, some of the finest My Little Pony jewelry you can find. ChaoticBrony.DeviantArt.com. It's now time for Filthy Wretched Bargain Bin, bringing you the best deals in Ponyville each week. This week, DJ Thunder Chaser's newest album, Thunder Chaser, is $5 when you use promo code CantorLot_radio. Head over to CantorLotRadio.com to find out how to take part in this awesome deal, courtesy of Filthy Wretched Bargain Bin, bringing you the best deals in Ponyville each week. Back to you, Mike Check. Oh, man, try to do that in one breath. It's rather tough, but we're doing it. So I hope you're having a great week so far. I tell you what, I am tired from Otakon. That's right, for those who didn't know, we went to Otakon this past weekend, and sadly, there weren't many bronies there. Well, I mean, there were bronies, but not as many MLP cosplayers as we would have liked to have seen. And that's weird, because you would have expected at least a couple to linger from BronyCon the week before. But anyway, I was walking to the convention center one night, and I come across this City Beat, which I guess is one of their local newspapers. And on the cover was a picture of this Applejack costume. And it was an article on BronyCon and how much of an impact the My Little Pony franchise has had in pop culture, and even getting a convention of that magnitude at the Baltimore Convention Center, especially, you know, a week prior to one of the biggest conventions on the East Coast for the year, Otakon. But we could tell after BronyCon, a lot of the people were tired of seeing, you know, con goers and costumes blocking traffic. You know, you've got a clogged convention when even traffic is blocking ambulances and fire trucks. So, you know, it's kind of a bad thing. At least I think it's a bad thing. But anyway, we have some more photos uploaded to the Facebook page at CareALotRadio.com from our coverage of BronyCon 2013. And we'll be uploading more, hopefully, in the next couple of days, and have a written report ready for you all to read come a couple days from now. And we're actually getting ready to go to another convention next weekend called MatsuriCon in Columbus, Ohio. So if you're a brony there and you're cosplaying, be sure to put on your pony best, because we'll be there taking photos. But I'll tell you what, folks. I am excited because we have just been getting all kinds of great feedback about Care-A-Lot Radio, and it's just amazing how much we've accomplished in the short month that we've been on the air. And that makes me happy. Kind of makes you want to shed the tears. But anyway, I'm excited because our first two Everfree Northwest contests have been booming successes. And we are getting the signed prizes out to you guys, so be patient. We're trying our best. We've just sent a whole flock of stuff out this past week, including Everfree Northwest Indiegogo campaign perks. So we are trying our best to get them out there, so just hang with us, okay? Awesome. So with that being said, I'd like to go ahead and announce our third Everfree Northwest contest. That's right. We've got another contest. We've actually got two more after this one, so... And the last one's going to be super awesome, because we got something really nice for you guys. Well, we wanted to announce it last week, and we didn't. We wanted to announce it yesterday. We didn't. So we're going to announce it now. So hopefully you guys know what I got for you. That's right. For the third ever Free Northwest contest, we are giving away a signed Apple Bloom trading card signed by her voice actress, Michelle Krieber. That's right. I've got a signed Apple Bloom trading card that I want to give away to one of you lucky bronies out there. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to do it like we did with the Shining Armor card, and we're going to give it away via two social networks, our Facebook and our Twitter. So if you're following us on Twitter after our Shining Armor contest, you're good to go. If you're liking us on Facebook after this, you're good. You're already entered. All you have to do is like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for two chances to win this signed Michelle Krieber trading card. It's a picture of Apple Bloom, you know, being cute, which is kind of tough for her not to be cute. So all you got to do is like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for two chances to win this trading card. Now, you have until next Wednesday at midnight. So we're going to keep it open. We're going to keep it open, you know, a week, so that you guys have all the time you need to enter. We'll also send it to Equestria Daily so you can find the link to the site so you can enter to win. I think it's a nice card. It's a very, very rare card. If you don't go to many pony conventions, this is your chance to own something signed by one of the voice actors on the show. And it's Apple Bloom. I mean, how could you not like Apple Bloom? If you don't like Apple Bloom, chances are I don't care for you as a person. But anyway, so we got that going on. So we got plenty of time to enter. You got a whole week. So get to going. Last week's Pony Poll, we asked you guys, because last week was Shark Week, and they were talking about the Sharknado. For those who don't know, it's a tornado of sharks. Go figure. We asked you guys, if Hasbro made a B-movie like Sharknado with one of the popular My Little Pony characters that isn't main six related, who would you have it based around? Your choices were Discord, Iron Will, the Diamond Dogs, and for craps and giggles, Snowflake. Well, in a landslide, 63% of the votes, you guys said you want to see the Discordnado.
Looks like we might be due for a big old storm of chaos.
Yep. 63% of you guys said you wanted to see the Discordnado. With 17% of the votes, you guys said the Diamond Dogs would be second place. And Iron Will and Snowflake actually tied for third place with 10% of the votes for each. So you guys think a Discordnado would be the ultimate in B-movie tornado power. Peculiar. But hey, you guys made your voices heard. You guys wanted Discord to have his own B-movie like the Sharknado, so maybe Hasbro will take our advice and get on that. You know, now I kind of want to see someone create a B-movie poster for the Discordnado. So if we have any talented artists out there, maybe y'all can help us design a Discord Tornado poster like the Sharknado poster. But anyway, this week's Pony Poll, and because it relates to one of the stories we're going to talk about in the news stable, I'm kind of curious. So Equestria Girls has been out for about a week now, and I'm kind of curious, because it's now available for everyone to see, my question for you guys is, how many times have you seen or are planning to see Equestria Girls? Because we realize that there are some of you that really like this movie. So we want to ask you guys, how many times do you plan on seeing it? How many times do you plan on seeing it or have seen it already? And your choices are at least one time, 2 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times, or more than 10 times. So head over to CarolotRadio.com during the next block of music to take part in this week's Pony Poll and make yourself heard this week and every week through the Pony Poll. So we want to know, you know, how many times do you guys plan on seeing this movie? And I mean, we've got a really big news story about the Equestria Girls release in the news stable this week. So you're not going to want to go anywhere because you might just miss that. But anyway, moving on to our next block of music here on Canterlot Radio. One Trick Pony with the Royal Canterlot voice here on Canterlot Radio.
Change. Listen, everyone! We need to stop these creatures from poisoning our children's minds by stopping them at the source!
Times have changed, these ponies are a curse. Our boys are acting different, so it must be their perverse.
Should we blame the government, or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No! Blame Canada! Blame Canada! This show comes from DHX, so they're the makers of this hex. Blame Canada! Blame Canada! This show has put them over the top, they must be stopped.
Look what they've done to my son Stan. He collects the brony music, even nights and when he can. And my boy Erwin, he's told me play with dolls. But now the ponies are all over his walls.
Well, blame Canada, blame Canada. All this color, magic, and joy, it just simply not for boys. Blame Canada, blame Canada.
What could TV make it that good anyway?
My son could have been a normal redneck, it's true. Instead, he went to Everfree and EQLA too.
Should we blame the makers? Should we blame the bro?
Or maybe it's just a really quality show?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada! Their whole animation crew.
And that blonde on Twitter too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
All the colorful plums and rainbows and stuff, so laughter and fun must all be undone. We must undo all other needs before this becomes a new normal.
Thank you.
And that was helping Twilight Sparkle win the crown, the Wisp remix by Wisp. And I want to know, why are we going to help Twilight Sparkle win the crown? Why can't we help Mike Check win the crown? You know, get up, get down, everybody turn around, working together, helping Mike Check, he can win the crown. I don't know. Anyway, before that was Sky Chaser with Celestia's Morning, Sky Bolt's Music with Blame Canada, the Sky Bolt parody, Flutter What with the MLP theme, Flutter What's cover, and One Trick Pony with the Royal Canterlot voice. And this is Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC Mike Check. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. And it's now time to get you caught up in the world of the news of My Little Pony with the News Stable.
Bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community, it's the News Stable. And now, here's Mike Check.
This is the News Stable for Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. And as always, it's me, it's the good old MC Mike Check, bringing you the latest news in the world of My Little Pony. And we have got stuff to talk about that relates to the pony folk out there. So anyway, first story of the day, and because I think it's very, 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 very important. I just got to figure out where it is. Here it is. Here we go. According to Shout Factory COO Bob Emmer, Equestria Girls sales for the hit DVD Equestria Girls have exceeded 100,000 units, more than any title in the 10-year history of Shout Productions. So that means this has already sold over 100,000 units to bronies all over the country, and the globe for that matter. This has spurred Hasbro and Shout to tie the knot on more deals, including 5 My Little Pony animated family adventures, which appear to be tied with the old school pony movies. So, we want to know, of course, first off, actually while we did the pony poll this week, so if we assume that you're going to buy the DVD, or you may watch it on a site, hopefully they'll put it on Netflix soon, so they can still make revenue off of it. But how many times would you plan on seeing Equestria Girls? That's why we chose more than once. Maybe one between 2 and 4 times. 5 and you know what? Hang on, let me try that again. So that's why we asked this week's pony poll: how many times would you see Equestria Girls? At least once, 2 to 5 times, between 6 and 10, or more than 10 times. And if you're watching more than 10 times, I think you need a cupcake hat, my friend, because that's some awesomeness right there that we can't even measure. So 100,000 units have already sold for retail orders. That means that 100,000 people have bought the Equestria Girls DVD. Yay. You know, for a movie that was rumored to be the death of the franchise, I think it's doing really good. Man, I bet those guys are feeling pretty stupid right about now. 100,000 units already sold in retail. Oh, you bronies and your DVDs. You guys are awesome. Well, anyway, moving right along, our next article actually comes from Equestria Daily. So, Equestria Daily, they did this poll on who was the best non-personal fandom famous OC pony. I guess a pony that was created and then became one of the internet sensations. And with over 39% of the votes, that's how close it was. The Brody community said that Flufflepuff is the fandom favorite famous OC pony, with 16% of the votes. Button's Mom was in second place. Third place, a Little Pip. And fourth place belonged to Snowdrop. So this Flufflepuff, and I need someone to explain this to me. What is the popularity behind Flufflepuff? It's like, okay, so it's like this pony that's all fluffy. It's like It's like one of those goose down pillows, but inside out, and it's all pink. It kind of looks like Fluttershy was wearing a pink wool coat, and then got put in the dryer, and when you pull her out, she's all fluffed up. That's how I see Flufflepuff. That's a man. Mike Check knows what he's doing today, but. I've actually tried watching some Flufflepuff videos, and I'm like, huh? Flufflepuff. You know, and for those who, there was also, according to the poll as well, there was actually a couple hundred votes for other characters. So I'm kind of wondering, could Mike Check be in that category? Yeah, about 5% of the votes were for other. So maybe Mike Check falls into the category of other for best non-personal fandom famous OC pony. You never know. Cold Pony says, inside the fur of Flufflepuff, it's another world with Rainicorn and others. Now, we could spend the rest of the show talking about the machinations of Flufflepuff. But I don't know if I could do that because Flufflepuff, I'm not sure. Because it's Flufflepuff. Flufflepuff. It's even fun to say. Flufflepuff. Flufflepuff. Well, anyway, for those of you who are paying attention to YouTube's Geek Week, that's where YouTube is highlighting some of the coolest things geek chic that can't be beat for the week. Let's try again. For those of you who are watching YouTube Geek Week, that's where YouTube highlights everything geek chic for the entire week. Say that 3 times fast. For those of you who have noticed the change in the YouTube logo throughout the week, it's Geek Week over at YouTube, a time when geeks are highlighted for their technological and geeky nature throughout the interwebs. However, it looks as though bronies aren't being left out in this category, as a My Little Pony Easter egg can be found on their site. By typing in the name of a popular pony from the show in the search bar and hitting enter, the top bar will magically change to the color of that particular pony. Does this work for every pony on the show? Probably not, but it should appeal to the majority of bronies out there. Will this last past Geek Week? Who knows? So enjoy it while you can. Let's go try it out. Okay, so it's Geek Week right now. So we're going to go and type in Twilight Sparkle. And hey, what do you know? It turned purple. That's pretty cool, actually. That's pretty neat. So it would seem that the bronies have also invaded the interwebs, my friends. So that's good for us, because we are spreading the word of tolerance, love, and friendship. So I got to tell you what, bronies are awesome this week, because not only have they decided that the undisputed champion of OC fan-created ponies of popularity is the Flufflepuffs, we've also learned that you guys have bought over 100,000 copies of Equestria Girls, and, you know, there need to be more to be made. I tell you what, that's some awesomeness right there, if I do say so myself. And we also learned that the bronies are slowly but surely taking over the internet. And for the record, don't call me Shirley. But back to this Flufflepuff. I don't know about Flufflepuff. I'm looking at Flufflepuff right here, and I'm like, okay, Flufflepuff, what do you got to offer me? It just looks like a big pink hairy marshmallow. You know, we might have to do an interview with Flufflepuff later on in the next couple of weeks on the show to get down to what's the deal with Flufflepuff. I don't know. Would you guys like to see an interview with us doing Flufflepuff? Or talking to Flufflepuff? I'm just not sure. But apparently, Flufflepuff is to awesomeness. Anyway, this could do it for this installment of the News Stable.
This has been the News Stable. Tune in next week for the latest news in the My Little Pony community. Back to you, Mike Check.
Flufflepuff. Catch the fever. Dee dee dee. Yes. I love My Little Pony. And stuff like this that makes it awesome. But anyway, Triple A Pony, Rarity's Big Night, here on Canterlot Radio.
This is a big night. Every pony should know. Becoming
And that was A True True Friend by Pony Gator. Before that, Free Wave with Lord RD, The Lunar Eclipse, Gypsy Magic by Circuit Fried featuring Silva Hound, and Triple A Pony with Rarity's Big Night. Anyway, this is Carolot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's always me, it's always me, it's always the good old MC Mike Chick bringing you the very best that you can find in the world of My Little Pony. Right here each week on Canterlot Radio. And one thing we're going to be considering doing for... Nope, sorry, someone's tweeting me. That's fascinating. Tweety-dee-dee. Well, anyway, I was thinking about what we could do for next week's show. Because we want to make it a special show. So we're thinking about doing a back-to-school edition of Canterlot Radio. Summer's officially coming to an end, so we got to start getting ready for the fall season here on Blog Talk Radio. So why don't we get you guys ready with a back-to-school edition of Canterlot Radio, where we feature some of the most popular music featuring around our favorite school ponies. That's right. I'm talking Cutie Mark Crusaders, Bab Seed, Cherilee. Maybe we can put together a small playlist of some of those songs. But we might even have a special guest joining us. You never know. You just never know. So you got to tune in next week at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com for all the awesomeness that is Carolot Radio. Anyway, it's now time for Mike Check's Bronetry Corner, where we read some of the most popular My Little Pony poetry on the program each week. This week, from Peace Reborn, Luna's Lament. I thought I never needed you. I locked you up, though you were shrewd. In my here and in my mind, you're the one I left behind. When you're the one I needed most, this prospect haunts me like a ghost. So granted, when I leave this earth, I will get just one rebirth. When I looked into your eyes, I thought I left the blackened skies. But when I truly realized that all I ever knew was lies, I returned to my throne in the skies, to rise upon a black sunrise. So when I hear all of your cries, I send out all the devil's flies. So granted, when I leave this earth, I will get a grand rebirth. I knew I always needed you. I tried to calmly think it through. My feelings inside were always true. So now I always think of you. Cuts through me till I feel crude. To feel far, to feel free. To think that you actually needed me. But to my blatant dark surprise, all I ever thought was lies. So granted, when I leave this earth, I will get one final rebirth. Lament, a My Little Pony French Miss Magic poem. And if you want to hear a new poem or you have a poem that you want featured on the program, be sure to send it to us at carolotradio@gmail.com and we might feature it next week on the program. Now time for our next block of music here on Carolot Radio. Geek Brony, Just a Mini Mix by X86Cam here on Carolot Radio.
Yo, Geek Brony in the mix. It's going to be tight.
Yeah.
That was Becoming Popular, the hard electro AAA mix by AAA Pony. Before that was Dusk with Find a Pet, the metal cover, and X86 Cam Geek Brony with just a mini mix. And you're listening to Carelot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC My Chick. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2013, and we have been rocking to the awesome beats here on Carelot Radio, and I think we're doing a pretty good show so far. I think we're doing pretty good, actually. We've had a couple of people calling in to the station asking how to listen to this stuff through their phone. Please do not call in during the show to ask us how to listen to the music. Blog Talk Radio does have a help button where you can, ask for help on how to listen to it through your phone. Honestly, I don't know how to do it, but there should be a tutorial on how you can do it on their website. So please stop calling in during the show to ask how to listen to the music. So if you could do that, greatly appreciate it. But anyway, we're trying to figure out what we can do to push the envelope on this show. So We're thinking about, you know, maybe once a month we open up the microphone and the airwaves to you guys so you guys can call in and tell us what you want to talk about in a new segment we're calling Brony Corner, where you guys can call in and we'll talk about what you want, you know, what you want to say about the My Little Pony community. If there's something you want to say, then you can say it. But see, the problem with that is that, you know, trolls could be on the high with that kind of segment. As you may or may not know, a couple weeks ago, we were the subject of three trolls. And while they were hilariously awesome, they can get kind of annoying. So we're always testing new stuff here at Carolot Radio to make your experience here 20% cooler. So, of course, a lot going on this week in the world of Carolot Radio. We are, you know, getting ready for a whirlwind of conventions, and we're going to a lot of them to cover the different events going on. And one con we like to go to near the end of the fall is Nightmare Nights in Dallas, Texas. Now, in order to do that, we kind of need to get some money together. And I'm kind of on the fence about doing another Indiegogo campaign just because I still feel a little guilty about that. Oh, and speaking of Indiegogo, for those who have ordered OC ponies, we are now getting them out. They should be coming down the pipe into your emails real soon, so keep checking your emails constantly. Make sure that they are not falling into your spam folder because, you know, unknown addresses can go there. And we've gotten some really nice vectors made, so if you got one ordered from us, sit tight because it is coming real soon. So I'm just trying to figure out what I can talk about here. Just to get a few more minutes out there. I think that I'm kind of stalling here. Oh, you know what? You know who's going to be at a MatsuriCon next weekend? Scott McNeil. That's right. Flam of the Flim Flam Brothers. And we might have to get an autograph to, you know, give away from the convention. So, again, stay tuned to Carolot Radio so you can figure out how you can win an awesome autograph signed by Scott McNeil, who's a traveling sail pony non-paré. I like that song. That's a good song. We're going to play that song next week on the show. But anyway, moving into our final block of music here on Carolot Radio, Vanilla Blitz, The Moment of Time, here on Carolot Radio. And that was Shipping and Handling theme cover by Carbon Maestro. Before that was Life is a Party, the instrumental mix by Bach 5. And Vanilla Blitz with Becoming Popular, the hard Vanilla Blitz with The Moment in Time. Anyway, folks, this is Care-A-Lot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the gold MC, Mike Check. And according to Blog Talk Radio's Twitter, Care-A-Lot Radio is the show for bronies by bronies. So if they say it, it must be true. Well, anyway, folks, before we say bon voyage for the week, we've got to crack open the mailbox, crack open the letters, and read you another fantastic letter to Princess Celestia in a segment we call Letters to Celestia. And this week, before I do the case in voice, this letter actually, you know, relates to something that we all deal with on a regular basis. And it's not exactly a good thing, but it's something that makes us all ponies and bronies. Anyway, this week's letter comes from a pony named Daniel. And he writes, "Dear Princess Celestia, I'm writing to you today because I learned something about jealousy." Ooh. "Jealousy is a natural emotion that even the best of people can have. Jealousy can make you do things that you normally would never do or think of. I learned about it today when my friend got something I really wanted. I felt so jealous of him and tried to ruin his special moment. I felt bad after that, so I apologized. I learned it's always better to tell your friends that you're jealous than harbor it inside. You may just learn that they would be happy to share whatever they have with you. Your faithful student, Daniel." Daniel, I completely know where you're coming from, man. As hard as this is going to be believed, Mike Check does suffer from the envy monster once in a while. That's right. I, too, tend to get jealous quite often. Now, I bet you're thinking, Mike Check get jealous? No. Sadly, it's true, my friends. I may be an awesome pony behind the microphone, but even I get jealous once in a while. And I get a lot. There's a lot for me to be jealous of. Well, BronyCon. And BronyCon, I wanted to go so badly because they had this special Twilight Sparkle promotional card that I really, really, really wanted. And when I found out some of my friends got that card and were saying how cool it was, I got pretty jealous. I was pretty jealous, I tell you what, because I really wanted that card. In fact, I got jealous to the point where I had to close Facebook because I was afraid of saying something mean to them. But you know what? You realize that maybe sometimes you don't get what you want for good reasons. And I feel that, you know, jealousy happens to the best of us. We're all not perfect. No one is perfect in this world, my friend. But I think as bronies and those who are well-versed in the art of friendship, if something is eating our friends or if something's eating us that's making us jealous of something, it's up to us to say that we're jealous. It's something to be ashamed of. It's better to say, like Daniel said, it's better to say that you're jealous than harbor it inside of you and, you know, just keep that pain in there. And another thing that I get jealous of a lot is radio. And I know I'm doing pretty good here on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm not exactly in the field of radio that I want to be in. And when I see those who are not nearly as talented as I am succeeding in that field, that eats at me like a pair of Sprite gnawing on a piece of pie. Obscure reference, but I think it makes sense because the pair of Sprites, it multiplies, and it makes the jealousy even greater. But I got to remember that Celestia has a special plan for this pony, but I got to figure that out for myself, though. So, of course, jealousy can get at all of us, but it's up to us as friends to let others know how we feel about those emotions instead of keeping them bottled up inside, because they can make us do terrible, terrible things. Why, Fluttershy and Rarity were we're learning that, and green is not your color. When Fluttershy was becoming this fashion model, and everyone was ignoring Rarity. Rarity told Fluttershy that she was jealous, and it turned out that Fluttershy didn't like the attention. And in the end, Rarity got the attention that she deserved for her dresses and her fashion sense. So it may not have been about jealousy. I think the lesson did shine through, though. Well, actually, I guess a jealousy one, I guess be all's well that ends well. When Spike was felt like he was being overshadowed by Aloysius. Right there. There's a perfect example. But, again, back to jealousy. Yes, we all get it. It's like a cold. We are all susceptible to the jealousy bug. And, again, I think that if we can learn to accept those feelings and if something is bothering you about it, tell your friends, because they're always there to listen to you. I think that that makes friendship one of the best things out there, because they are there to talk to you when you need them. And I want you listeners to know that if you too are troubled by jealousy and you need someone to talk to, my chick is always an email away at canterlotradio@gmail.com. I may not answer right away. I may take me a day to answer, but I will answer. That, you've got the mic check guarantee. So thank you, Daniel, for your awesome letter. I will make sure that Princess Celestia gets it post-haste. Well, unfortunately, folks, it's about time for us to call it a day here on Canterlot Radio. I want to thank Cole the Pony, Dark Order Pone 3, Guest 1671, and Cabinsis, and Redbook for hanging with us in the program this week in our chat room, keeping the awesomeness going, because without the chat room, I'd probably go crazy, you know, something like that. And as a reminder, to like us on Facebook at Canterlot Radio to keep up to date with everything going on in the world of Canterlot Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio so you can take part in the live chats that we do via Twitter. Also, be sure to enter our Canterlot Radio Everfree Northwest Contest number 3 so you can win a signed Apple Bloom card signed by voice actress Michelle Creamer. All you got to do is like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter for one entry in to win, and we'll announce the winner next week on the program. Reminder that next week is also a special back-to-school edition of Canterlot Radio. We're going to be playing some of your favorite Cutie Mark Crusader mixes and Cherilee remixes. And we might just have a special guest. You never know. Well, unfortunately, guys, it's going to do it for this installment of Canterlot Radio. I am so happy that you guys tuned in this week, because I thought we had a great show. And, you know, it's guys like you that make the show worth doing each and every week. So until we see you down the road, this is my check reminding you that wherever you go in life, friendship is magic. And we'll see you all next week. Good night, everypony. If you wonder what friendship could be.